Jason Wusso joining us again. Now, Jason hasn't been in studio for some time, but he's joined us many times in the past. Jason also, along with his partner, has Beaner's Cafe in Duluth. And for all you music lovers, Beaner's is one of the prime venues in the area for great new music. Jason, want to thank you so much for coming in. And you also brought one of your bandmates, Tyler Dubla, who's going to play drums here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, you know, I had Mary Bew in, maybe a couple of weeks ago or so, and I asked her, what's your favorite venue to play? Beaner's.
Oh, good.
That's what she loves to play.
She's great.
Yeah, and she did a great job up here as well, too. She's been up a couple of times, but getting back to you, I remember No Room for Pogo.
Yeah, it's been a while, but that's when I first started coming up here. I think if we play here this year, it'll be our 12th or 13th year kind of coming up with different bands, but that was the first band way back when I first started coming to Grand Marais.
Exactly. And you've had Beaner's now for, how long has that been? Like 14 years or so?
Yep, just about.
And a big success.
It's getting there,
the area. Yeah. I mean, all that stuff takes time. Now, Dave Seaton, my co-host here tonight, knows a little bit about music as well. He creates fine guitars. Didn't know if you knew that, but
I didn't put that together. I've actually probably seen one of your guitars at Beaner's.
Yeah, Michael Monroe plays my guitars.
Yes, and, I for sure have.
A couple other people around the North Shore have them, and I'm actually just put strings on one this week. I'm going to deliver it on Sunday to another guy in Wisconsin. And
you put the holes up on top.
It's the beer cup holder.
Yeah, the beer.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Tyler, he doesn't build drums yet. You know, that may come in time.
Well, somebody's just got to ask. That's all there is to it.
Yeah. So anyway.
But I don't build things like that nice old vintage Gretsch, which has a super funk of its own that I wouldn't even try to recreate.
Yeah. First, you'd have to buy it used and then leave it by the fire and let it melt.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's the bolts that are coming through up towards the top? See, I know nothing about guitars, so I have to ask.
Well, these are just fancy kind of strap holders. A lot of guitars have them, but you don't notice them. These are giant knobs.
And the ones in the front?
Oh, different pickups. So if you, go, and then if you want a sharper tone, you can go.
Oh, you just pulled it out.
It just switches pickups.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Or real smooth. So different.
Now, Dave probably knew that.
Yeah.
But, of course, I didn't, so.
Yeah, I used to make electric guitars and still dabble occasionally. I fix a lot of electric guitars for people. Gretsch had a penchant for taking the what could have been unobtrusive and beautiful and making it big and knobby and ugly.
It matches my glasses, though. So,
well
it has my eyesight.
It has a certain look all the way around, you know. So you just go with it if it works for you.
Wrong with that?
Work for Chet Atkins.
How has your music been evolving, Jason?
It's been just crazy fun. I mean, I started out way back in rock bands and punk bands and metal bands, and I ended up starting to play in a ska band way back in 95. Before I opened Beaner's, I toured in a six-piece ska band.
Now, can you define what a ska band is for our folks out there?
The closest thing would be kind of like a reggae band.
Okay.
We played really fast reggae with a really fast, so almost swing, if you know, kind of. Like, we played with bands like the Cherry Poppin' Daddies and kind of, few, I don't know, those kind of bands. I don't know.
Okay.
The really edgy kids in the dorm.
Yeah,
listened to reggae, but called it ska.
Not in my dorm.
No.
That wasn't thought of in my dorm, but at any rate, You know, we could pull that mic up towards you a little bit, Tyler, so you could get in the conversation, too.
Hello.
There we go. Now, did you play in a ska band as well, ever?
No, I actually, when I started playing with Jason, he said he wanted to start a ska band, and I didn't know what ska was
so
exactly.
So you had to ask, too.
Yeah.
I don't feel so bad.
Wrong dorm room.
I think the band No Doubt would be a perfect beginner's kind of mainstream idea. It's kind of a fast-paced reggae, but horns, I think, are almost like, essential for ska.
Yeah. Oh, really nice.
Like normally a horn section.
Uh-huh.
Makes helps.
And now where is this? I kind of interrupted you in your in your explanation of where you've gone with your music.
Well, then No Room to Pogo came along, and that was sort of had a little of that ska reggae, but then we brought in the violin, and we started getting more Americana. And then I joined Sarah's band with the banjo, and then we were almost a country band for a while.
And that was Sarah Softich.
Sarah Softich.
Who's been in the studio several times.
Yep, and she moved to New Mexico a couple years ago. So then this band kind of came along, and it happened by accident because everyone was calling me for, you know, Yeltsy and Sarah Softich bookings, and I didn't have a band, so Tyler came and jammed almost on the spot with a couple, you know, we had about 2-3 different bass players we were trying out, and so it's been a big mix of everything I've ever done, and then a bunch of new jazz players, and so now the new sound kind of has like a surf, rockabilly, old country with a reggae twist. It's really different. It's fun.
I'll have to think about that one. I'm still stuck on the surf part.
Yeah, I think we almost go to Hot Dish there.
Okay. Well,
Hot Dish for sure.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Maybe we just ought to listen a little bit and see what it sounds like to us.
All right. Well, there's a bird I always hear when I'm fishing. I go up to Canada every May and fish for lake trout, and there's always this bird that's in the tree going like, is that a morning something? Or I don't even know.
What's a white-throated sparrow?
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I never even see this bird. I have no idea what it is, but I hear it up there. And I was fishing and whistled that little line and wrote a first line to this song, and this is kind of what came out of it.
Great. Jason Wusso and Tyler Dubla. Hey, thanks so much, you guys. That sounded great.
Yeah, that was really wonderful.
We might want to... Dave, could you see if you could arrange either pulling the...
A little higher up.
The amplifier closer, or the mic closer to the amp, or... We didn't quite have enough of your guitar on that one, but...
Should we put it on the chair?
There we go. Okay. I think that'll work great, huh? Thank you. Cool. Yeah. You know, we should... There we go. That's a little better. Now it's there.
Cool.
Say, we got to mention that you're playing tonight at the Gunflint Tavern and tomorrow night. And then, again, you're playing on Sunday. Is it at Lutzen Mountains?
Yep. Papa Charlie's.
Papa Charlie's.
A new thing they're calling the Lutzen. So this whole Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Charlie Parr is going to be there.
And
bunch of folks are going to be up there.
We loved having Charlie Parr in the studio here. He was fabulous.
He's so good. He's so great. So he's on Monday up there. So if anyone's around Papa Charlie's on Monday, you can go check out Charlie Parr. And But we're going to be in town at the Gunflint, and we love it there. And it's a lot of fun. So I'm sure we'll see a lot of old friends.
What's your latest CD out there for people to take a peek at?
Boy, not too much right now. Okay. We're hoping to start recording with this band. Actually, the best thing would just be to go to the YouTube/Beaners Central, and you can check out three live videos live from Beaners. And then we have one track on the 1 week live, the Beaners CD I put out. So that's all that's really been released. But coming up, we've got enough songs, and there's a studio below Beaners, so we just have to need to do it.
Yeah.
You've got a band name, maybe.
Didn't you add on to Beaners, or maybe you're renting more space above? Did I read that?
I don't know. I think we just keep taking more tables out.
Okay. For special occasions, there's something that goes on there. You feel free to talk about Beaners while we're here. So.
Oh, I think, if you're down there, come say hi. It's a fun place. We just record a lot of music, have a lot of concerts. And
it's up on Central Entrance.
It is.
Easy to find.
Usually, unless you think Central Entrance and you end up by the mall.
Okay.
But then you stop by music, go around.
And I think you got a schedule of who's playing on the website.
Yeah, there's lots of great people coming up. Stuart Davis is coming back, and Garnett Rogers. And
Stuart Davis, I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, he'll be on the 12th of April, I think, and Garnett Rogers is coming at the end of the month.
Amazing.
Fun stuff. Mm-hmm.
And you serve food there, and you serve coffee during the day and wine and beer in the evening, so...
Yep, I worked lunch today, so I worked 10:30 to 3, and I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, hustle up here to play tonight, so it's a long day for you guys. Yeah.
Good day, though.
Good day. Well, we should try another song now that we've got your guitar mic a little closer.
Okay.
Should be great. Do you want to introduce it in?
Here's a little song about how I learn. Thank you. It's how I learn. That one helps with a bass player for sure, though.
Jason Wusso Band, of course, two of the players in the Jason Wusso Band, and I believe it sometimes expands to six or more.
Yeah, I try not to do it alone.
Yeah, depending on.
That's emergencies.
I think there's plenty of energy there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you can play by yourself. But
in a pinch, it happens. But
You know, the economics of playing, I think, also kind of dictate you really can't always have a full band. You know, it's just the way it is.
That's when it's just me. If everyone's like had enough of coming for $10 to a gig or something.
Yeah, I drove for 10 hours. I got dinner and a beer. Yep. Thanks.
Yeah.
We just had a gig like that. I brought a big group to a venue, and it just went poorly. And I know we didn't even cover gas, much less anything else. So it was kind of but then we had a couple of really good ones in a row after that. So ups and downs.
It kind of works out. But you also have a day job or a day business.
I definitely do.
Yeah. Definitely do. How about you, Tyler? Are you employed elsewhere as well?
Yeah, I actually work at Duluth Pack.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The manufacturer, not the store. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I cut up all your leather pieces and canvas parts I give to the sewer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like art class.
Dave would know a lot about packs as well because, of course, he's got a lot of folks going out with canoes and packs all the time.
We have an outfitting business. That's my day job.
Oh, okay.
So guitars don't do it for me either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Or radio.
Yeah. Lumberjack Outfitters. And, so you know what skiving is, I would imagine.
I do. Yeah. I'm familiar.
You want to explain what skiving is? We can educate the WTIP public.
Skiving would be like a shaving of sorts. I skive leather all the time. We get some pre-cut pieces, but in order for them to work on a pack, you have to do skiving.
It makes it thinner.
Yeah.
And around the edges and things like that.
A little less weight?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
A little more flexible.
Which,
something.
Yeah. People are looking for the most part.
Yeah.
Your portaging.
That the packs have evolved so much. We, in my business, sold packs, Duluth packs, you know, from back in the 60s. Actually, earlier than that, but that's when I remember it.
Yeah.
Right on through, and they were just a plain, regular, floppy old pack to start with, you know, a lot of different sizes, but now the materials have changed and evolved so they fit better, carry better, and all that stuff.
Yeah, the original pack was, I don't know if people have heard of Tump Line, but it was just a forehead piece. There weren't back straps. That's how people would portage, just put it on your forehead.
Oh.
Which looks odd, but actually it works with the anatomy of your body if you do it properly. You won't peel your head off your body or anything.
Yeah, and I've noticed around the world that a lot of cultures still do that.
Oh, yeah,
that's how
definitely.
Yeah, they just don't have what we're used to.
Yep.
Yeah. So you also support yourself in an alternative way.
Yep.
Yeah,
besides banging on stuff, I cut out shapes.
Great.
I'm a pretty deep person.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yet another bit of evidence for everything you need to know you learned in kindergarten.
Yep.
You can cut out shapes and bang on stuff.
Yep.
It still works for you. Perfect, yeah. Jason, do you write all that you play, pretty much?
Pretty much. Lately, we've been with Jimmy Cooper that's been sitting in. He plays in a band called The Fractals, and then Mark Glenn on bass. We do a few covers here and there, some really different ones. We'll throw in like Men at Work maybe, but Jimmy's been bringing the surf stuff. So I mean,
Dick Dale,
or tonight he wants to do some Hank Williams. But he wants to do them in a different way, and that's a fun part of this band is we've taken songs and we'll just deconstruct them, and sometimes we'll deconstruct them the day of the show while we're playing. I mean, we did a cover of this Laurel Aiken probably no one knows him. He's a 1960s Jamaican songwriter, musician, and it's normally really happy, fast, upbeat in major. And the Dent and I, the show, we were in A minor doing this mellow thing. I'm like, yelled out Sally Brown. We changed the harmony, we changed the chords, did it all on the spot. And that's what is fun about this band, because the other guys are just so musically above my level that any weird idea I have, they go, oh, okay.
They're on to it.
Really nice.
Yeah, I think it always amazes non-musicians, you know, how that communication seems to work. And everybody plays together.
Unbelievable. No yeah, talking. It's just great. Just listen yeah. so well.
Well, that Men at Work cover we do, we've never practiced once. Jason pulled it off one night at a show, and everyone managed to hang on, and so we continue to play it. But if you think about it, we've never practiced that.
Yeah.
This band didn't even probably have a practice for...
We played 3 gigs, I think, before we had a practice. So the improv is definitely a big part of it. We have songs that Jason wrote, and we have a foundation, but everyone, we can improv and it won't fall apart. You know, everyone's comfortable in going to that unknown space. And that's what makes it fun. It makes it fun for players.
Well, honestly, I think that's really the heart of what music really is. I mean, it's great to see a really polished, really nice performance of a song that you know and can understand. But for live music, there's nothing better than watching a group of guys just pull it off and just have fun winging things. Maybe it's not all perfect, maybe it's not all smooth, but who cares, you know, because it all ends up sounding good and everybody had a good time, including the musicians. They're not just entertaining, they're doing something fun and challenging.
Yeah,
and usually music is about emotion anyway.
Yeah.
It's not about perfection.
No.
Yeah.
And you can always tell if everyone's in a good mood or, you know, these winter months where it keeps snowing. Sometimes you'll feel
minor
like,
keys.
The gigs are a little mellow and people, the crowd's kind of mellow and and then everyone's kind of, we turn into like a jazz band then. Lounge show.
It's therapeutic.
Has your business, the time that you need to spend with your business, et cetera, has that cut into your ability to write at all?
Yes, a lot. A ton. But that's okay though, because that's why I go to Canada for a week, or last July I went to Montana and just camped for 10 days. And
okay.
So I kind of escape.
Get away and let
no
your mind.
No cell phones, no, you know, just, I brought it with, I have this little jet boil French press. So I just bring 2 pounds of coffee, a whole bunch of extra water and a little bit of good beer. My friend sent some growlers with and just go hide out and write some songs.
So yeah, coffee in the morning, beer in the evening, and we're good to go.
Yep. Perfect. A little hiking and a little fishing.
Yeah. Well, what have you got for us next, Jason? You guys have another tune that you can play?
Yeah, let's see. I wonder. We didn't really think too far ahead on this, but...
Okay, yeah.
How about... here's a song that we put on the new One Week Live, the annual CD we put out at Beaners every year. This is a song I picked for that, and it's just kind of real upbeat, almost a pop song, and... kind of a rock song, so it's a little different than what I normally have written, but I like this song.
Great.
Used to think I had the world on a string. Then it broke. Rolled off down the street, my own little world, like a bubble, like a yo-yo. Don't you wanna go up and down, round and round? Oh, don't you want to go round the world with me tonight? We'll leave all stuff behind. When we get to port, we'll look around if we want.
Jason Wusso Band. You know, I really like that one, Jason. That's pretty cool. I've heard it before, I believe. Maybe you've played it before.
Yeah, that one
sounds familiar.
That one's a couple years old.
Yeah, no, I really like that tune. And I want to thank you guys for coming in and, you know, driving up the shore a little early to join us. Tyler, want to thank you as well.
Thank you for having us.